Today is the final day for public comments on the latest draft of the New York State regulations for gas drilling with high-volume hydraulic fracturing, or fracking. In Fremont, New York, a small grassroots organization called Catskill Citizens for Safe Energy gathered almost 24,000 written comments since the day after Christmas and delivered them to the State Department of Environmental Conservation. That's a little more than 10% of the total number of comments received on this latest set of proposed regulations. Speaking with WBAI's Andrea Sears, Bruce Ferguson, a member of Catskill Citizens, says with each round of regulations, public awareness and concern has grown exponentially.
Let me go back to 1992 when they adopted regulations on gas and oil extraction in New York State. At that point, no one was really paying attention because they were supposed to have promulgated regulations to go with the EIS, and they never did, and they were never called on it, they were never sued, they completely got away with it. In 2005, industry lobbyists wrote a bill that permits the gas companies to take gas from people who do not want to lease their land for drilling. This bill, it's called compulsory integration, was introduced in the legislature by the DEC, which has worked hand in glove with the gas industry every step of the way. And that bill sailed through the legislature with virtually no discussion and was unanimously voted out of the Senate and the Assembly in a matter of weeks. In 2008, they introduced another bill that would let them put these outsized production units in place that they want for shale gas extraction. And that ties in with the compulsory integration because now they can seize 40% of the land for people who don't want drilling by leasing 60%. This went through the legislature, again, introduced by the DEC as a departmental bill, and there were only, I think, three comments, including my own, that were critical of the bill attached to the bill jacket. Again, people weren't paying attention yet. Then Governor Patterson is a reviled politician in this state. He actually did something amazing. He told the DEC they could not permit high-volume fracking until they studied it. And he put the kibosh on drilling in 2008, and we still are frack-free today because of him. When he ordered a supplemental generic environmental impact statement, then they released one that read very much as if it was written by industry lobbyists again in 2009, and they received 14,000 mostly negative comments from the public on that. They revised it last year, came out with another very badly flawed but marginally better supplemental generic environmental impact statement and got 64,000 comments. This go-round on these proposed regs, over 202,000 comments from the public. That shows the growth of opposition to fracking in this state. It's a groundswell.
What has happened in the meantime to the science of studying fracking and the effects? How has the information about the effects of fracking evolved in this time?
4 years ago, when the industry came into Frack New York, they said, oh, you know, we've been doing this for years. There's never been a problem. We've fracked a million wells. That statement is a complete misrepresentation of the facts. The kind of fracking that has gone on in the past was so-called nitrified or foam fracks using 20 to 80,000 gallons of fluid. These are relatively benign frack jobs in that the ingredients tend to be soapy solutions, nitrogen, sand, water, very few chemicals, and very low volume of fluid, 20 to 80,000. The wells that they want to drill in New York now are from 3 million to 8 million gallons of highly toxic fluid containing dozens of carcinogens and neurotoxins, say an average of 5 million gallons of toxic fluid per well. That's a far cry from 20,000 gallons of foam being injected underground. So those million frack jobs that the industry talks about have nothing to do with high-volume slick water fracturing, which is what they want to do today. Slick water fracturing uses a witch's brew of chemicals, some toxic in parts per billion. And indeed, there have been known contamination incidents from fracking going back to the mid-80s. There have been many instances, we believe, of water contamination throughout the country from fracking, but the industry typically has victims, pays them off, and requires that they keep their mouths shut. And if they talk about what happened to them, they can be sued. Now, the science 4 years ago, we didn't know much about it. We know a lot more today. We know now that shale gas is worse for climate change than even dirty coal or oil, because so much methane gets released into the atmosphere when they extract it. We know that there's tremendous levels of air contamination. We know that there are rural counties out west that have ozone levels higher than Los Angeles on a bad day simply because of fracking's going on in the area. We know that these chemicals will end up in our water supply. We also know now that fracking is terrible for local economies. I live in a county, Sullivan County, that depends on tourism and agriculture. Both those industries will be very badly hurt if fracking comes to my area.
Is there any indication that DEC is paying attention to the massive outpouring of negative comments on fracking?
There's no indication that they're paying attention, and we really have to hold Andrew Cuomo responsible for this. He rules Albany with a very tight fist. He worked to ensure that he got a Republican Senate again and a Democratic Assembly so that he is in charge of everything. Nothing can or will happen in Albany without Andrew Cuomo's approval. We have not gotten the truth out of the Division of Mineral Resources ever. The Division of Mineral Resources works for the gas industry, not for the public. And that's a sad fact. And Andrew Cuomo has done nothing to reform that situation. I think it's important for Governor Cuomo to realize that he will be held responsible for whatever happens. And if this goes forward, he can expect many, many, many progressive Democrats to desert him when he runs for re-election, tries to tee up his presidential campaign.
Bruce Ferguson is a member of the Catskill Citizens for Safe Energy. He spoke with WBAI's Andrea Sears.